And my whole agenda here is to actually give you a few details, but I do want to make sure that when you come prepared so we can help you actually get deals while you're there. Brian and Lynette, are you on this call by any chance?
Yes, we're here. We're so excited to be here.
Yep, you know we are.
Welcome. This is Brian and Lynette Wolf. They will be there the whole time working with you guys one-on-one, and they'll also be calling your leads, both in front of the room on the phone as over the loudspeakers, as well as one-on-one with you outside of the room to try to drum up as many deals as they can for you while you're there. And so they play a very big part in our event. Let me start with my punch list, and we're going to get right down to making sure that you do have the right information about the lead sheets. We are going to be at the DoubleTree Atlanta downtown, on Spring Street. And that phone number is 855-243-1342. It's $129 night room rate. Tell them you're in the Global Publishing block. It says downtown Atlanta. That's pretty cheap for downtown Atlanta. And the good thing about this is this hotel is near Patty's Porch, or whatever the name of that restaurant is downtown. But I can tell you it's one of my favorite restaurants in Atlanta. It's good old down-home eating. And Brian and Lynette, have you ever been to Patty's Porch?
No, we have not.
Well, you're going to love it. I tell you right now, the food is just outrageous.
That sounds great.
So, if you have, aren't staying at the hotel, you might consider it, because I want you to be there with the rest of the group. We're going to go right into the evening till about 7:30 on the first two nights, about 6 o'clock on the third night, and we'll get done at 5 o'clock on the third day. And we will start at 8 a.m. every morning, and it will be nonstop action from beginning to end. So when you come, the only thing you need is yourself. We'll hand you a manual when you come in the door, 325 pages. And you might want to bring, of course, your cell phone because you want to take some pictures of some of the screens that we put up in various odds and ends. You are allowed to bring a laptop if you wish. Just can't do anything but take notes on it in class. Cannot be on the Internet. Cannot be on texting and emailing and so forth while class is on. Do not need to bring anything except that, except maybe something you want to write with. And we want your focus for the entire 4 days because this is a life-changing 4 days. And if you're all about buying and selling houses, and if you're not, you will be by the time you get out of this event, then this is the right place for you to be, because there is no place like this, any place on the planet. And the best quality training in the industry today is going to take place for you next week during this four-day period.
And that's exactly where we started, was in this same room. And, wow, talk about life-changing. I mean, we had both been realtors. Lynette and I have been in the real estate business in some capacity for over 40 years combined. And we thought we knew what we were doing. And then we met Ron, and suddenly we realized, wow, here's a whole new way to make a lot of money in real estate, much more than we were making as realtors. And he changed our whole life, flipped our life upside down, and this could be a life changer for you the same way.
Ron, we met you about 11 years ago. Can you believe it was 11 years ago?
And time flies.
Oh, my goodness. And, yes, you have changed our life forever, seriously. I mean, we owe you everything. I mean, we just adore you.
We
love you. You're the greatest.
Bring a check. All right. Well, thank you, guys. All right.
You're welcome.
We got a lot to cover here, so let's get on with it. I tell you, you don't know how lucky you are to have that couple you just heard from in that room right there, and you'll see why when you get there. They truly made a lot of careers. And I can tell you guys that there's a lot of new services that we have got available to you right now that even the Wolves don't know about. As I'm having this conversation with you here, I'm right in the middle of our implementation boot camp where we're literally bring people into the room and set them down with their laptop and set up all our systems for us, for you. So, guys, you guys are in for a treat next week when you see how automated we got this thing now.
Can't wait.
I mean, we've got it down. So what I want you folks to do before you arrive, if you haven't already, is listen to that purple course, that Control Without Ownership course. It's 11 CDs. You really ought to get through those before you come. It'll make you more receptive to the information that you received in the event. You should have the purple course plus the green pretty house and the red ugly house courses. Honestly, whether you listen to them or not, I really don't care. But I do want you to get through the Purple course. That's all about acts as well as sandwich lease options and options. And you're going to be doing a lot of acts and sandwich lease options. In fact, in our world here in Jacksonville today, we do 6 to 12 deals a month. And probably 80% of those deals are now acts, and about 90% of those are all pretty house deals as well. In fact, in the last this month alone, and we're on, what, the 17th right now, Scott has brought in over $50,000 in cash on three acts deals that we've done, and that's just the first half of this month. So if you want to see how he does that, I can promise you that anybody in this room can do the exact same thing, especially with the tools and the automation that we're dropping on you while you're there. I mean, literally, we've done it's been years getting to this point to where there's very, very little left for you to do. We are going to talk about some bank-owned properties as well. We're going to get on the bus, go out the bus on the third morning. A realtor there who's worked with us for the last couple of years has done a great job of selecting some quality leads for us, and we're going to go either look at 5 or 10 houses. I'm not sure which. We're going to have two bus loads. So we're going to go look at properties, make offers on them, submit them to the realtors, and you're going to learn how to do that on your own if that's what you want to do when you get back home, how to raise private money, and how to process those things and to exit from them as well. We've now got it set up to where we've got a IVR interactive voice recorder system set up to take your calls coming in from buyers, literally automated. We've got all the service you need. We've got virtual assistant service for you available to call all your leads and do almost all of your work. So you guys are really lucky to fall into this kind of a format to where your years and years of work have been done so that you have little to do when you go back home except for the few key ingredients that you learn to do during this event. We are going to process a lot of deals during this event. I'm even bringing Scott up, my guy, the guy who literally does 6 to 12 a month here in Jacksonville with two people working for him, one buying and one selling. So you'll get the benefit of the Wolfs and Scott, and that's an absolute magnificent world-class faculty that you guys are going to have working with you. And they will literally sit down with you one-on-one, go over your business plan, and talk about what you need to get in place, what roadblocks you have, to make sure that you get off to a jump start when you leave this event. To get the biggest bang for the buck, I want you to bring property information sheets. So I'm going to go over that with you right now and make sure you're crystal clear on what you should do before you arrive. You've got plenty of time. I mean, this thing starts next Wednesday. Today is Thursday, so you've got all weekend to go collect the handful of property information sheets from FSBOs and bring them to this class. So what I want you to do is, A, I'm going to write this down, go online and see how many FSBO ads that you can find, and you want to start with Craigslist, but also go to Zillow and any other site that you can find in your area where people put an ad that says they want to sell their house. Probably the easiest thing for you to do is go to Google and type in, I want to buy a house in Atlanta, or whatever city you're in, because people will be coming from this from all over the country. And up will come a load of websites. Just start working on 3 or 4 of those websites and go to where you put in classified ads and look for where people have advertised they have a house for sale. Some of them will have phone numbers. Some of them won't. If they don't have phone numbers, email them or hit the reply and have them contact you with their phone number so that you can call them and complete the sheet that we're about to go over. In addition to that, you should be riding around looking for FSBO signs in front of houses, not realtor signs now, for sale by owner signs in front of houses. These are by far your best qualified leads. Get yourself a handful of them. That means you take out your cell phone. You snap a picture of the house with a sign in front of it so you can read the phone number. And then you come back home and you call the property information sheet. You fill it out and bring it to class. You should also run some ads on Craigslist and Zillow. And in fact, there are the same sites that you go to buy houses. You should run ads on them that says you buy houses. The ad's very simple. I buy houses, any area, any condition. Walk away today with your phone number and your website. I buy houses, any area condition. Walk away today, your phone number, and your website. We'll run this ad, get them calling you. You might as well get started at it. Get the machine rolling before you arrive, because these are the things you're going to be doing after as well, but hopefully we'll get you set up with a virtual assistant so they do all of this stuff for you. But between now and the time you arrive, though, I want you to get a feel for it yourself and get on the telephone and fill out these sheets. Now, you should all have a copy of this property information sheet in front of you. If you do not, you can get it at ronlegrand.com/FSBO, F-S-B-O. ronlegrand.com/FSBO, F-S-B-O. Download the sheets. It's the same one that's in your purple course, your control without ownership. You'll also, it'll be in your boot camp manual, and we'll also have more available when you get there. But this is the key sheet to your business today. It truly is the heartbeat. It's the piece of paper that runs your business, because on it, you will see whether you have a suspect or a prospect just by looking at this sheet after it's been completed. Now, soon, I hope you'll have a virtual assistant that we will assign you to fill out these sheets for you. They will do all this front-end grunt work. They will go online. They will find the ads, and they will call all the sellers from the ad, from the leads you generate, from signs and from people who call you. And you'll also learn the yellow letter campaign to flood yourself with calls. And we've got a few new cool techniques for you as well to get people to flood you with calls online. So if you will take the time, force yourself to get as many of these called as you can prior to arriving at this event and filling out these sheets completely, Brian and Lynette and Scott are going to devote their time to calling these sellers back for you one-on-one, screening them, determining whether they're a dealer or not, and structuring the deal while you're on the telephone, and hopefully setting appointments for you to go out and get a contract when you get back home.
Oh, my goodness, Ron. At the last Quick Start Real Estate School, Houston, it was phenomenal. I mean, remember all those students that we had in those lead sheets? We actually ended up, after the event, there was 7 houses that went under contract, and 3 of them have already gotten up payday. They got paid because they brought in the lead sheet to the Quick Start Real Estate School. As a matter of fact, one of them, if you got a second I want to share, was Mary Ann from Houston. She actually, we had called on the very first night. We do the live seller calls as well. On that first night, we had called her seller and took over the debt for $140,000. The payment, PITI, was $1,100, and we ended up selling that to a lease purchase buyer for $189,900. She got a $5,000 non-refundable deposit and $1,200 a month PITI. So, $1,200 a month. So there was a $100 a month cash flow, $5,000 immediate cash on the deposit, and then bought it for $140,000, sold for $189,000, $49,000 worth of total profit. Can you believe it? And this was a Craigslist. It said source, Craigslist. She brought in 5 lead sheets to that Quick Start Real Estate School, and she ended up making money because she did.
And that was what, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks
yes.
ago?
Yes. And she is so ecstatic.
Well, Lynette, while you're talking, why don't you guys go down the property information sheet and tell them how to fill it out correctly and save me the breath. Huh? I've been talking all day long.
Awesome. First, I did want to talk about us real fast, Ron, because I don't know if everybody has seen us before, but we're in Arizona, and Brian and I average 5 to 8 deals per month, and we've closed over $95 million worth of real estate transactions, and we have 40 years combined in real estate and mortgages. And so when we come see you, it's actually going to be phenomenal. I can't emphasize enough, you bringing in the more lead sheets, the better. We are so ecstatic. The students that bring in lead sheets actually go home or shortly thereafter have a paycheck because they did. I mean, we can't emphasize that enough.
And guys, we went to a lot of training and different kinds of training and for real estate. And there's nothing like actually seeing these deals taking place before your eyes. This is what makes this event different from every other one. You're seeing deals actually getting closed right in front of you, and you're seeing exactly how they're being closed and how they're being structured. And we'll go over everything at the boot camp. It's going to be incredible. So, guys, looking at this lead property sheet, Mainly, you got to look where the stars are. Okay, so hopefully you all have this in front of you. Asking price, you need to know what they think they're going to get or where they're starting off. Obviously, we're going to try to negotiate the best we can, but we need to know their expectations going in. Then, how much they think it's worth, their estimated value of the property, that's very important. A lot of times the asking price and their estimated value is going to be the same. Obviously, that doesn't mean that that's what you're going to buy it for once you talk to them, okay?
And even with the axe deals that we do, we're going to explain that at the boot camp. But then it says the comps. Now, write this down. Obviously, we get our comps. You can go to Zillow.com. We use also Trulia.com, Trulia.com, and then there's ePraisal.com. It's ePraisal.com, HouseValues.com. There's a ton of free websites that you can determine the market value from that we use. And, of course, there's a small pay service, RealQuest.com, $49 a month if you want to use that. So you want to come up with the comps, okay?
You probably ought to go learn Zillow, because that's probably the one we're going to pull up in class and where I teach you how to determine the market value find out what true comps are. Get acquainted with it before you come if you can, and that'll help you follow us better in class.
Yeah, and right on there, guys, they have this thing called the Zestimate, which gives you an idea of what, you know, their comps showing the property is worth. So it's very important when we get these sheets. Remember, we're going to get a lot of these sheets, and hopefully a lot of you are turning these in. And if any of these stars are missing, yours will go into the pile, need more information. And that's going to delay the process and potentially take a check out of your hands. So get these stars filled out. Your comps is very important, and, guys, that shouldn't take you more than a couple minutes.
Hey, Brian, and the next section, I'm glad you brought that up, is the existing mortgage information. That is crucial. We need to know what the loan balance is and what the payment is and if they're current, okay? That is crucial information for us to have. If we don't have that information, I can't tell you enough how many lead sheets, right, Ron, get turned in with no information. And,
probably,
you know, without that information.
Need to say it about four more times, and then we'll still get them with no information in there.
Yes, yes.
Right. You're going to get them back, so
guys,
get the information. Guys, we don't need to know who the lender is, but we need to know whether we're going to stay in a deal or do an axe. And that's a really important thing, is to know how much that payment is per month. And PITI, so that's crucial. And obviously the balance is going to determine what you say in the next section. The next section is crucial. If you don't know what the mortgage balance is, you're not going to know which box to go to next. So that's the key. Now, if the house is free and clear, Ron, do you want to explain this part?
I'll explain it. So the house is free and clear. Then you would go to the third box. It says, will you consider taking monthly payments for your equity? Okay, so if the house is free and clear, that is the question that you'll go straight to the third box in the middle. See those three boxes in the middle? And then if they say no, would you consider a lease purchase, making us responsible for all repairs? So then that would put you back into the middle section, which we, if they say yes to that, even on a free and clear, if we agree upon a purchase price and we accept all the responsibility for future repairs and maintenance, would you consider a lease purchase? If we get a yes on that, we are excited. We're very excited when we get a yes in any of these three sections. As a matter of fact, the lead that we just shared that Marianne brought at the last boot camp, the mortgage was $140,000. We asked on live seller calls on the first night, we said, will you sell us a house for what you owe on it? And the seller said yes. So the first box was checked on that one. That's why we couldn't wait to call it in front of the class on the first night. So it's very crucial. Now, sometimes a yes, sometimes we'll get no's that turn into yeses, okay? But first, we're going to call the yeses first. So definitely, once again, like Ron said, we need all this information filled out. And
guys, the only star at the bottom is when do you want to move? Now, that's a great pre-qualifying question. If you ask that question, when do you want to move? Another good question there is, Why are you moving? And if they have a sense of urgency, obviously that's going to be a more motivated seller. So that's why that start. If they're, you know, if they say, well, I'll move in the, you know, whenever it sells, 3 to 4 months, that's a less motivated seller. You want somebody who says as soon as possible, as soon as I can get it sold.
And of course, does the house need repairs? And is the house vacant or occupied? So we can't emphasize enough, if you fill these sheets out, the more sheets you bring in, the more money we can make for you. And what's really awesome is we don't take a cut. So we're going to call your sellers, like Ron said, the whole event. The first night, we're actually calling your sellers live from stage. It's like reality TV. You get to see the real thing, what sellers are saying. It's really awesome. But we continue to call your leads the whole event. So the more lead sheets you can bring in, the more money you can potentially make. It is so exciting.
And the ones that are called outside of the room are going to be recorded, and you will receive those recordings so you don't miss any of the action.
Oh, that's a fabulous idea. Yeah,
yeah.
That is great. We have recorded them in the past, but we're going to record them all now. Is that the deal, Ron?
We are.
Awesome.
So let me go back and clean this up a little bit, guys. Let me go back to the blocks in the middle with the script. If you look at the left, you'll see it says to ask, will you sell for what you owe only? And I mean only if there's less than $35,000 gap between the loan balance and the asking price. Be very careful. You don't want to ask that if that's not the case. If somebody has a $200,000 house and they only owe $100 on it and they're asking $190 and you ask them that question, you've just insulted them. Sell for what they owe. I mean, you look like an idiot asking that question. So be careful to only ask that if you have a small gap. But if you do have a small gap, I absolutely want that question asked, because if you get a yes to that question, you just got a house for free, and you will get a yes to many of those questions with those small gaps. In fact, you'll probably get a yes about 50% of the time when you have a small gap between the loan
balance.
Absolutely.
That's what we're seeing too, Ron.
Yeah. Now, in that middle question, the lease option question, that's going to be asked anytime there's a mortgage on the property without a small gap. Now, I don't need both of these questions answered. If you ask them, will they sell for what they owe, and they say no, then you really should follow that up. Well, then what's the least you could take for your equity? And you might want to write that down, because the more information you get, the easier and the quicker these are going to get processed and classed. Will you sell for what you owe? No. Well, then what's the least you could take for your equity? Write that answer down right there on that sheet. Now, if there's not a small gap, if they got a lot of equity, and there's a big gap between the loan balance and the asking price, then you go right to the middle and then ask the lease option question and get me a yes or a no. Because if you go to the middle and you get it's a no, then it's going to go to the bottom of the pile, and, of course, we'll get called after we call all the yeses, like Lynette said. When you go over to the right and you get a yes to I'll take my monthly payments, you just got an owner financing deal. The seller has just made you an offer that they will take owner financing. So our whole goal is to get a yes when applicable. Now, here's some numbers for you, because I know that when you're beginning, you think nobody's going to give you a yes. Well, here's the facts, because I just got these today from our virtual assistant department. Of all the leads that we call, the ones that we generate for our customers and the ones the customers generate and send to our VAs, 41% of the leads that we get on the telephone are yes answers. 41% of the leads that we can get on the phone, because some of them we cannot, they simply don't answer their phone after 3 tries, are yeses. So that's going to give you guys an idea that how much of chaos we're going to create at this event, and how many of these things that the Wolfs and Scott are going to have to work to get you as many deals as we can before you get out of that room. In Houston, we processed over 100 of these leads.
Yes.
So you guys need to beat Houston. So bring as many of these as you can. You cannot bring too many of them. Now, back to the yeses versus noes. Here's something that a lot of people are kind of shocked at. A third of the noes will turn into yeses once they're called by you. A third of the noes. On the other hand, at least half of the yeses will turn into noes. So first goal, get a yes or no on the front end, and then let somebody who knows how to conduct themselves call them back and determine whether they are suspects or prospects. And you guys can relax, because the scripts are in your manual to make these calls back, literally word for word, for every answer you get. Regardless of what column you get a yes in, There's a script right there that matches that column. You simply read the words exactly as they're written, and when you get to the end, you'll know whether you want to make an appointment or not. And if you want to make an appointment, we even have a script that's called an appointment script. So we got everything done for you. All you got to do is call them back, read them, make the appointment, and then get out there and get the contract signed that's applicable. And, of course, we're going to cover that in class as well. So you got to bring us the leads. But let's emphasize again, if you bring us these sheets and there's no answers in them, if you don't have the answers in the stars, and we have no information to work with, we can't make it up as we go. And you've got to, I don't want you to understand now, so we don't waste the opportunity for you to turn these leads into money while this magnificent staff is there, is we got to have the answers, and there's only one way to get the answers, and that's to ask the seller directly. They're the only one on the planet that can give you the answers. So the script is right in front of you. Ask them yes or no. Make sure it's circled. Bring them to us and let us do our magic. And don't forget the bottom part now. I want to know how many bedrooms and baths it's got and how many square feet it's got for sure. And so do the wolves. Because honestly, sometimes if they're too incredibly small or they're really nice and big, and we can tell just by looking at that whether this is going to be a really exciting product to put back into the marketplace. So
yes. Like you said, Ron, we can't wait to do our magic. We called a seller for Sonia. We just sent you an email with a copy of a check yesterday, Ron, from Sonia. She's going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Quick Start Real Estate School. We called one of her sellers, and there's a check here. It's for $7,500, a non-refundable deposit that she got on this deal. We ended up buying it subject to for $183,000. And the payments was $1,350 PITI. We put a tenant buyer in there paying us $1,550 per month. That's $200 monthly cash flow that goes to Sonia. And the sales price was $225. So she made a total of $42,000 on this deal because we called her seller.
Wow. That's
and
nice.
She's going to be at this event. Her name is Sonia. And we just sent you an email yesterday, Ron. I don't know if you got it. It's got a copy of the check. And everything.
I've been teaching. I did not get it. Well, I'm looking forward to meeting Sonia.
Yes.
She's a great success story.
Yeah.
She actually has four deals with four separate checks that we sent you.
Wow.
Total profit on the four deals, total profit altogether was $72,000 on these four deals. Is that awesome or what?
I'd say that would become a life changer for Sonia.
Yeah.
Yes, and she will be there. So.
All right,
and
well,
you
guys,
know what, Ron, when you were talking, I started thinking that Field of Dreams movie where they say, if you build it, he will come. Well, talking about deals, frankly, if the students bring them, deals will come. And so the whole thing is just bringing as many deals as you can.
Yeah, that's right, guys. And I know that's going to be a little uncomfortable for you to get on the phone, but you got to do it. You got to do it. And by the way, if I were you, I would tape record your calls so that you can play them back to yourself. And you'll quickly learn the mistakes you make and fumbling around, and that's the only way you're going to get good. First, you start by sucking. So push yourself and make as many calls as you can. And if you can't get it done, ask somebody else to do it for you that is capable of getting on that telephone and reading those scripts. A couple more things, then I'm going to open it up for a couple questions. If you don't know it, or even if you do know it, I'll remind you, you are allowed to bring a guest at no charge as long as that guest is a parent, child, spouse, significant other, or someone in your business. So if you haven't registered that guest and you want to bring them, just pick up the phone and call our office, and you may do so. And if you want to bring a third guest, like let's suppose you're bringing your spouse and now you want to bring your older son or whatever, just call them, and it's $500 extra for that third guest. You may also return for a year for free, and so may your guest. And then after that, it's only $500 a trip for every year or every time you come for as long as you want to. But it's not too late to register those guests. And, guys, if you've got somebody that you're going to use as your implementer, you really should have them in this event if you're at that point. And if you're not, my whole goal is to get you at the point to where you get somebody else to run and do the business for you to free you up to do all the other things that you want to do. If you are registered and something happens and you cannot make it, please call our office and let us know. We prepare for you. We bring stuff for you, and we need to know if you can't make it. And it very well may be if you can't, you're taking up somebody else's seat that we could put in there that we obviously wouldn't if you didn't tell us that you weren't coming. So with that said, I'm going to open this up for a few questions. Remember now, we start at 8 a.m. sharp on Wednesday morning, not 9 o'clock, not 8 o'clock, 8:30, 8 o'clock. I am a stickler for starting on time, and you will find that we will start on time every morning, and in fact, after every break throughout this entire event. So I'm going to open it wide open. Here we go. If you got questions, if it's not too noisy, we'll see what happens. All right. You're up. Anybody got questions? Well, that's silent group tonight. All right. So we covered everything, huh?
Ryan and Lynette, again. Are the scripts the same for Texas?
Yeah, they are the same for Texas.
Thank you.
And Comfort and Texas have got different lease option rules, but we just discovered, yes, we can do lease options. And make sure I know you're ready. We'll bring you up to date. Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah, Ron, do you have any preferred or recommended hotels close by?
Why? Why not the one I gave you?
I never got one.
Doubletree, Atlanta downtown. Doubletree, Atlanta downtown. You can stay right there.
Okay.
Phone number 855-243-1342. 855-243-1342. Just book this Global Publishing Block.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, Ron?
Yes.
This is Linda. Do you have any suggestions on how we can get some leads starting today, what we could do?
Sure. Were you on the front of the call, Linda?
I'm just right at the beginning.
Okay. You get online to all of the sites like Craigslist and all the sites where it's advertised that are houses for sale. You call those ads. You find some FSBO signs in front of houses. You call them, and you can get on Craigslist and run an ad, I buy houses, and then take those calls and do as much as you can between now. You'll find plenty of them probably online. Where do you live, Linda?
Okay. I'm in Atlanta.
Okay. What? Right around in the nicer neighborhoods now. Guys, stay out of the crappy areas for these pretty houses. Right around the nicer neighborhoods. And I'm serious, you cannot get in too high a price neighborhoods.
I'm in North Druid Hills, so I was going to stay within my 5-mile radius here.
Well, fine, but I want the highest priced houses you can go see.
You got it. No problem.
I'm working with students right now on multi-million dollar houses, and you guys are going to love those numbers.
I've been working with this type of strategy for quite some time, so I'm looking forward to coming to your workshop to learn more.
Well, good. Bring plenty.
So we'll see you on Wednesday.
Okay, dear.
Bring a lot of lead sheets. Bring them in. First thing when you go in Wednesday morning, bring as many lead sheets. Because we are so excited to call yourselves and close deals.
Ron.
Yes.
This is Ted. I'm sorry. I'm a truck driver, so I ran through Pennsylvania. I didn't have a signal until a minute ago. I heard that this thing was recorded. Can I listen to it somewhere else?
We will send you all an email to where you can listen it again and forward it to anybody else that you might know of that didn't hear it.
Where do I listen to it?
We'll send you an email.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you got it.
So just watch the email box, and if you don't get back, you'll get it tomorrow. So make sure you watch it.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
I got a son-in-law that's a truck driver out on the road right now.
Andy.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else?
Hi, Ron. This is Angie in Houston. How are you?
I'm good, Angie.
I've got a question. I found on Zillow a lot of their pre-auction sales, pre-foreclosure sales.
You don't want those.
Okay.
You don't want those for the sake of the pretty house business, Angie. You might want those for the ugly house business, but those are all cash deals.
Okay. What if now, when you drive around, I find a lot of the for sale by owner, but then you also find a lot of homes that have, you know, paperwork on the windows, so they've obviously been evicted, so they're going to be bank-owned homes.
Those are bank-owned properties, are about to be. I wouldn't even bother with those. There's not a sign in the front yard right now. Don't worry about it. By the way, guys, I did meant to mention that. You got to ask whether the house is listed or not on your property information sheet. We need to know if it's listed. If it's listed, it's a totally different deal and may not be a deal at all. So make sure you ask that question. Okay?
Thank you.
It's listed with a real estate? Is that what you're saying?
If it's listed with a real estate agent, it very well okay. may kill the entire deal.
Yeah.
Or we may be able to save it. You just come tell us, and we'll take it from there. Anybody else?
Ron, this is Deborah. When we get the lead sheet, do you want us to pull the comps too, or should we, or just
yes,
get
Deborah,
the?
I do. I want you.
Okay.
But you can turn up and give me at least a couple of numbers. All I want is the numbers at the top of the page. Just write in there what you think the comps are. Incidentally, guys, do not bring a bunch of pages attached to these sheets. All I want is the sheet. I don't need any pages of anything. I don't even want to see the comps. Remember, until we get positive responses out of the sellers, I don't care about all that crap. We'll worry about all that stuff when we get the right answers out of the sellers, all right? So, yeah, go get me whatever comps you can. And if you can't get comps, it ain't going to kill us calling, but we sure would appreciate it if you'd tell us about what it's worth before we get on the telephone.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hello?
I heard the hello. Go ahead. Sir, I heard you. Go ahead. I heard hello. Apparently, you can't hear me.
Hi, Ron.
Yes.
Jerry from Chicago.
Hey, Jerry.
Do you get a lot of people from the Chicago area into your training?
I get people from Chicago area all the time. In fact, we're doing one up in Chicago later on this year.
I can't wait.
Going to be in Atlanta?
Yeah, I got to go to Atlanta.
Okay, come back to Chicago for free.
That's right. Okay, thank you.
All right, anybody else? Last chance. All right, well then we're going to get off the telephone tonight. I'm going to let you go. Looking forward to seeing you on Wednesday. Thank you, Brian and Lynette, for tuning in. Guys, go get leads. You're going to hate yourself if you don't. You're going to love yourself if you do.
That's
right.
Wednesday morning, bright and early, 8 o'clock. See you then.
See you then.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Bye.